Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Byard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. Back in 2011, I was fed up, sick of cheap disposable clothes that fell apart after a few washes, and even more sick of the fact that almost nothing good was made here anymore. So I started American Giant to prove something, that we could still make the absolute best hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in America, with American cotton, American factories, and American workers earning real wages. We exist to bring manufacturing home, create good jobs in towns that need them, and build clothes that actually last. No shortcuts, no overseas compromises. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
The Burt Show.
Friday, blessed Friday. Amen to that. I'm keeping that in mind as I now go into the pressure cooker that we know as Plead the Fifth.
Always a good time.
Isn't it a great time, Friday?
When you on a hot seat.
Mo, what is Plead the Fifth?
Plead the Fifth is where you Tommy gets to ask us five very uncomfortable questions, and the goal is to get us to be so uncomfortable that we would not want to answer one where we would have to plead the fifth. But, of course, if you're real, you answer every one.
Now, are these coming from within the family, or are these coming from Burt Show fam?
These are coming from inside the house.
Okay.
Yeah, we gave the listeners one round of everybody, and now we're back to providing questions ourselves.
I was more nervous that it was going to be listeners asking based on Abby saying, oh, come at me. And then I think you guys were thinking, oh, everybody wants him to come after you. No, she doesn't speak for us.
No, I'm all set.
She speaks for Abby. All right, what do we got? Let's go.
All right. I'm not afraid to say it. This first question is for me.
Don't do the rest of that. Just like that.
No. Just me, because I'm proud of it. In detail, describe the last picture that you took on your phone that you wouldn't want anyone to ever see. Not the last picture you took.
Yeah.
But the last one you took that you wouldn't want anyone to ever see.
Oh, he's having to pull out the phone?
Yeah. I mean,
it's got more than one, evidently.
Would you know, like, the last one you took, like, right off the bat without looking at your phone?
Nah.
No.
I wouldn't.
How many of those photo sessions y'all have?
No, I mean,
I don't take pictures often, so the last time I took a picture, I don't even remember when it was.
So I saw one this weekend, and I was really happy that Amanda didn't share it, because so we go to church on Sunday and her ex-husband plays in the band, right? Well, her ex-husband's now ride or die, she was there as well. Asa was there also, which is Amanda and her ex-husband's son, and I was there. And while we were at church, we all took a picture together at one point. And it was such a bad picture of me in such an embarrassing way. Like, I don't know what I was doing with my cheek, but it was kind of like this. They took it when it was just like this. And by itself, it doesn't embarrass me, but everybody else in the picture looked so good that when it finally came to me and I was making a face like I had just had a stroke, it was one of those pictures that you can't laugh at yet. You have to wait a little while, and I'm glad she didn't post it. It was really, really
maybe
bad.
Maybe somebody thought you were making one of those pictures where somebody would think you're joking.
No. Show you guys in here.
Okay.
It was
whenever we take a picture, I'll turn my glasses like cockeyed.
You don't want to be the only one with the silly face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll take me a couple of seconds.
And it wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional for him. It was accidental.
No, and there's the way that everybody was shaped, and then it just kind of came down, because I'm the shortest one in the picture, all the way down at the end with this stroke face, and it was just like, please don't share that. Please don't share that. Please don't share that.
Bonus points if you
looking for no bonus points, man.
ISO yourself and post that picture today.
Bonus point. Like, what Tommy?
The people.
Bonus points.
The people want to see it. I'm trying to give the Burt Show listener what they want.
Okay, here. Okay, here it is, you guys. You have to watch. All you guys come over here, because it's a video that Amanda put together, and I'm at the very end of it, and it'll take too long to show each individual. Okay, you ready?
Yep, there's her adorable son.
Yeah, that's Brandon's new girl. That she looks good, too. Brandon's looking good.
What is going on?
I mean, what is that? Maybe I was having a mini stroke and didn't even realize
that. No, it looks like you're picking something out of your teeth with your tongue.
It's so bad.
It looks like you're talking like this.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I wasn't expecting it to be that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's why most pictures I'll put up there, even if they're bad, but this one was like,
yeah, dang. It's cringe.
Question number two. Speaking of your girlfriend, Amanda leaves you and has to get back with an ex. Which ex are you choosing for her to get back with?
Oh, she only has like
two.
Is
that what you meant?
No. Amanda leaves you.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry. Here's how it's actually written.
Just let
Amanda?
It go.
Yeah, let it go. I just want to know the question.
All right. So Amanda leaves you, yeah, and you have to get back with one of your exes. Oh. Which ex are you getting back with?
Oh, which am I getting back with?
Yes.
Okay.
See, there was a key word left out.
Would have been a much tougher question to say, who am I not getting back with? I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
I'm a little nicer than that.
Who would I get back with and like have to spend the rest of my life with? I mean, I got to commit.
Yeah, you got to commit. It's not like you're just getting back to go on a date. No, you're going to get back to be together.
Damn.
It's a good question, isn't
it? Yeah.
Such a large bridge to...
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's so many to choose from.
I thought you was too. Such a large pool. If only I could remember half of them.
That would match me where I am in my life now. God, I really do have a flavor when it comes to women. Or I did. And I'm just not that guy anymore. So
you can always plead the fifth.
This one's too easy to plead the fifth on, though. You know who was just like, you know what? It was fine. Flora.
Oh, I remember Flora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine.
Okay.
But I will take fine and steady.
Yeah.
Over, you know, really dramatic.
Tumultuous.
No.
So I'll go there and, oh man, I love drinking with her parents too. Now I miss her dad. Yeah, I'll go Flora.
Well, this is weird. The next question is, which ex are you not getting back with?
You jerk. Okay. Okay, that's easy. All of them.
You said you'd plead the fifth. All right, I'm going back to my other questions. If you had to hire one of your sons, which one would you trust to hire and why?
Man, that is tough.
Like hire for the Burt Show? Like hire
not just hire in general. Not necessarily for radio or the Burt Show.
I think I'll go ahead and take the fifth on this one.
That's smart.
Yeah. They're both graduating in a couple of weeks. One high school, one college. I'll let them have that.
Is this your graduation gift to them?
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and take the fifth on that one.
That's a good decision.
All right.
All right. What's that? Three questions so far?
It is.
No, that was four.
No, it was three.
He piggybacked one on.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He asked about the worst girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you said all of them, and that's not going to... Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's not a good enough question or answer for you guys.
He said X, not X's.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. So is this segment.
Uh-huh. You get two more questions.
Okay.
Which one of the podcasts on your network, the Pioneer Network, involving Burt Show members...
Uh-huh.
Would you cut if you had to cut one?
Ruthless.
Of the Burt Show members, there's only Abby and there's Mo. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess I got cut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yours is like...
On hiatus.
What about the youth?
Thanks for reminding me, you.
Yeah. Thanks for remembering I'm on your network.
Yeah, she's on hiatus, so that's safe.
The youth group.
Not on my network.
All right,
there was kind of a conflict.
Let's count. Let's just say any of the Burt Show podcasts.
I think he's still going to pick the one that's on hiatus.
Yeah, picking Castle. Yeah,
I'm not putting out new episodes right now. We're working on it.
Why didn't you tell me what you got against that podcast? There's an interesting story about behind the scenes on the youth group, though, is that there was kind of a conflict of interest on what they could say and what they couldn't say if they were attached to the Burt Show. So they all agreed, like, okay, let's just go ahead and do our own thing. Totally respect that.
All right, last question. What's one gripe you have about each of your co-hosts?
A gripe I have about each of my co-hosts. Are we doing that segment, Kristen, that you talked about? Like, what's the one thing that bugged us?
Abby's not here today, so I was just going to push it to Monday.
Okay, because that would be the same answer for Mo that I would give to that. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to come up with something else for Mo. You know what drives me crazy, man? I hate that hoodie that you were wearing yesterday so much.
Which one?
The one that says I hate it here.
Oh.
Why?
Every time you wear it, I'm just like, is he trying to make a... Is he like a hostage blinking twice that really wants to get out of here?
I wear that hoodie to a lot of places. You got to stop taking it personal.
You can't hate every place.
Yes, you can. That's the entire point of the hoodie. It's a joke from my podcast where after I say something about the world, I always say, I hate it here. It's the world, not the Burt Show.
This is our world.
I got one right now about Mo if you need it.
Wait, what? He only needed one.
Okay.
People are wearing, and Mo came in wearing one today, and this is a good time to bring it up. What is up with the upside down logos on hats? It drives me crazy.
You are
crazy.
Not on the hot seat, Tommy. Why do you get a question?
It drives me crazy.
Honestly, it was a gift. I don't know. I never thought too much of it.
It's very effective. I saw one of our Burt's Big Adventure photographers had a Dodgers one that was backwards, and I thought, all right, it gets your attention, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think that's the meaning behind it, to really get you to look at it and try to figure it out, and then it sticks with you more.
Well, it's stupid.
Ada. That's eight.
That was it, right?
Is that it?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, that was the last question.
Well, you were supposed to gripe your co-host. If you want to throw...
The rest.
This week or in general?
In general.
I wish Kristen was more consistent on getting here at 10 till.
I knew that was going to be it, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Okay, because we have a call time here of 10 till 6, and Kristen, this is challenging for Kristen.
It is.
All right. And for Cassie... What is it?
It's okay. I know. I'm perfect, and it makes you feel insecure.
It's just the opposite. it doesn't bother me about her, and this is not wiggling out of the question, but I can't think of anything that... I don't like when you make weight jokes about yourself.
Okay. That's a good one. My husband has told me that as well yesterday. I think there's been an uptick lately.
Has there?
Yes.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know. That's something I'm going to have to figure out. But he called me out on it yesterday. He's like, I don't like that you do that self-deprecating stuff about your appearance.
Yeah, me neither.
So I think something's going on that I need to sit with and figure it out.
Okay, so that's good. All right.
You don't want to do Abby even though she's not here?
Yeah, I'm bothered by Abby because she's not here.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's trending now?
Go! Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
People Magazine just crowned this most beautiful person. So yeah, they have the sexiest man alive. They also do the most beautiful person. Have you guys seen the cover? Do you know who they chose?
Yes. I recalled it. Yes.
I do not. I haven't seen it.
Ready for most beautiful person. She's 62.
Go.
Okay.
Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is not strictly aesthetics. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I mean, most beautiful person, it's very much aesthetics, for sure. But it also has to do with, it's also an inside-outside thing. What?
I feel uneasy about the award.
Because of the work that's been done?
Yes.
But that's, okay, so it's so funny you say that, because I actually had that initial reaction, but at the same time,
I know.
But everybody in Hollywood's had work done, whether you know it or not.
That's a good point.
Yeah, still. I don't know.
Good luck finding somebody in Hollywood that hasn't had something done or does some kind of like little talks, little filler, little whatever. I'm sure there are some out there that are like completely 100% clean. But for the most part, they all participate in some capacity.
If you do what you got to do to get to beautiful... As long as you get there, why it really matter?
Yeah, it just feels like an award if you're going to give it away for aesthetics that it shouldn't be manufactured. Maybe they should have two divisions.
Oh.
Like bodybuilding.
Oh, my gosh.
Those that are on steroids and those that are totally clean.
Okay.
Who would be the most attractive celebrity in Hollywood that you think has not had work done? We could be here.
Yeah, no, we got to do some research. That takes research.
Kim Kardashian?
Alicia Keys don't wear makeup.
Yeah?
That's about as natural as I can think right now.
Do you think that she's any other? She's stunning.
Right. I don't know if she's had work done. I don't know.
That's the thing, like asking a question like that. Some are very forthcoming about it, which I appreciate. And then others are a little more hush-hush about it. And I get it. Like, I feel like I'm torn because as a person who has done neurotoxins and done fillers and, you know, done procedures like therapy to, like, you know, lift the skin, whatever.
I'm getting the Kristen forehead today.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you need some stuff.
Did they rename it that now? Is it called the Kristen forehead?
Yeah, when you go to Atlanta Face and Body, you'd be like, hi, I'd like to see Dr. E to get the Kristen forehead, please.
Yes, you really should. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly why I'm saying. Look how good she looks.
I'm just
going
to change to the website.
There you go.
So I'm torn because it's... As far as people sharing, because it's your personal, that's your personal life. It's up to you whether or not you want to share that.
Right.
But if you are in an industry where you're presenting yourself a certain way and that's not attainable by a natural process, mm-hmm. I feel like you're giving people false hope into you can look like that. I feel like you should be a little more transparent. That's like, oh my God, I want to look like her. She's so beautiful. I hate the way I look. And that's why it's like, no, girl, I get neurotoxins, I get a little bit of filler, I've had all therapy. I think it's important to be more transparent about that. But at the same time, it's your face, it's your body, it's your life. You shouldn't have to disclose it if you don't want to.
And then there are other natural beauties like astronaut Lauren Sanchez, who just immediately will jump out at the page because she's had nothing done.
All right, we're going to move on. Beauty's out of this world. Jelly Roll has been very honest about his past. So if you didn't know Jelly Roll, who is a country music star, he actually has served times for some drug crimes. And he has a felony conviction for aggravated assault on his record. Since he has a felony conviction, it makes it very hard for him to travel. And as a... high-performing music artist, traveling abroad has proven to be very difficult because of this felony conviction. So it turns out that he might be getting that expunged from his record. So Nashville Sheriff Darren Hall spoke on behalf of Jelly at the parole meeting and trying to help get this crime expunged from his record. And then Jelly Roll posted after, 1 year ago, I wrote Governor Bill Lee asking for a full pardon for Jason Jelly Roll DeFord. And then today the board unanimously recommended his pardon.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
And so now it's in the hands of the governor. So the parole board was like, sure, you can get it expunged. You can be pardoned. And now the governor can decide whether or not he wants to, clean his record and he'll be able to travel more easily abroad.
He's so easy to connect to because you could see him working so hard on himself. Mentally, physically, he looks good too. Wasn't he the one that had the goal to be on Men's Health magazine once he lost 250 or 300 pounds?
And I think he's lost about 100 pounds so far.
Good on him.
All right, coming up in your next Entertainment Buzz, it looks like some very big names are going to be subpoenaed in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni case. I'll tell you who in your next Entertainment Buzz on the Burt Show.
She's the Burt Show.
Share with the class, Cassie. I know you're dying to. So Cassie's over there cackling about something she's looking at on her screen, and now you got me hooked.
So every morning, part of my routine is I go, look at our Facebook comments, and I go to our Facebook fan group that some of our P1s started. And this is where they just discuss the show. It's not run by us. It's run by fans, and I love it because it's a real platform for what people are thinking about. And, of course, there are listeners from all around the world in this group. And so they're listening. In the past few days, we've been talking about a sheep/goat on the loose in, Suwannee, Duluth, here in Georgia, in the U.S.
Yeah, both. Oh, it started in Suwannee, went to Duluth, went back to Suwannee. They can't find this goat sheep.
So Leandra Buckle posted in the fan group, and this is what made me laugh. She goes, listening to the goat sheep segment on the loose. Yeah, we currently have four lions on the run in South Africa.
What?
That's why I was laughing. I was like, that makes a goat. You got four lions loose in South Africa terrorizing the residents?
Always got to one-up the U.S. Yeah. Always. All right, Katie, so this, you are determined to find out who busted a window. Is this in a car? Is this the house? Where is this?
It's in my car, and you guys got to be, I know you guys will be honest and let me know if I'm doing too much, because now I'm starting to feel like I'm doing too much, but I am upset.
You should be.
So I had my car it was parked in my girlfriend's apartment complex, and I just went out to get something, and when I went out, I see that my back window is busted out on the driver's side.
Ugh.
And this is on a day where it was raining. So I come outside, and it's just water in the car and stuff. I'm like, oh, man, somebody busted my window. So I go and I look into my car, and nothing is out of place. It's not like anyone tried to search through the car or anything like that. And thankfully, I didn't have anything valuable in the car if they did.
So the glove box isn't open and rifled through. The middle console isn't thrown up and stuff thrown around anywhere. It's just the busted window.
Yes. So like nothing's giving signs of, oh, I busted your window for a reason to try to steal something.
It wasn't a break-in.
Yeah.
And you didn't leave anything in there that they took?
No. Okay. So nothing was in there.
So you hid the drugs in the tire well?
This secret time, compartment.
So, they didn't get that. Right? You're good?
I'm a little more clever than that. So I file a report. The cop comes out and he's like, this is strange. And on top of that, there's not a single other car touched. And my car was in the middle of like a row of five cars parked. And my car was the only one hit. Now, mind you, my car is not the nicest car in this row. Like, there's some nice cars, too. So I'm like, this can't be an attempt, like an actual break-in. Mm. Why would it just be my car? And then I see people walking. I look up, and at the second level, there's an apartment that's facing where my car is. They have their balcony door wide open, window open. And I'm like, did nobody hear this and just randomly see this? Like, it's just mysterious to me. My car is the only car, busted window, no one tried to break in. So now
I thought you were going to say that they busted into my car and there are apartments around clearly that have windows open. So why didn't they just go in there? And that's a much easy steal.
That would have been, but they would have had to climb for that. Okay. So
because
the bottom row is like garages. So now I think that someone did this on purpose. I'm trying to.
You were targeted?
That's what I'm starting to believe.
Does your girlfriend have an ex that lives in the neighborhood?
So she does.
Oh! Nailed that one. You need to go in that PI business, baby.
Yeah, I'll be watching a little First 48.
So now what I did is that day I was just so frustrated. I took pictures of every single license plate. I have researched her neighbors. I'm starting to figure out who lives where. Like, I know who lives above her, to the left, to the right, in the building next door. Because I think that it wasn't just a random thing. It's in the middle of the day. It was broad daylight, raining. I'm the only window. You didn't go through the car. Like,
this is
Yeah, it felt personal.
Yeah. And so now I'm trying to do research and I'm like, okay, if the guy upstairs who has his best friend over there who works at so-and-so, would he be the type to bust? You know, like, I'm diving in.
It feels like to me like we're living in a time right now where every square inch of America has a camera on it. Is there no security camera anywhere near there?
No, not that I saw around. No security camera at all. And then the officer, when he came out, he's like, this neighborhood has never really had any type of break-ins or anything like that. It's not like this neighborhood would be common for something like this. It's unusual, which makes me believe it was on purpose.
Who's suspect number one for you?
Yeah.
The ex, yeah. Hey. There's your motive right there.
But how do you prove that, man?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I feel like this is a lot of wasted energy. Like, it sucks. Don't get me wrong that it happened. Mm-hmm. But there's no way to prove it.
Well, next time I'm there.
I would park around the corner from now on.
Absolutely.
I think that's a good idea.
Like, how would the ex know what you drive?
They have ways.
Yeah.
They
have ways.
Yeah.
Always have ways. Always watching.
We're just going to leave it at that.
Right.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
We're all in here trying to improve our health in one way or another. And Kaylee's brother has some advice on how he's keeping it healthy that Kaylee wanted to share.
Yeah. He's so annoying. I mean, like, love him to death, but as a house guest, when it comes to his diet, and it drives my wife Erin absolutely crazy because he eats like vegan food. So he's like, I'm a vegan, but yet he'll put meat in his mouth. And I'm just like,
okay, convenient vegan.
But
convenient.
Yeah, but
convenient.
It's inconvenient.
Convenient.
But it's super inconvenient for the house that you're staying at because my wife's like, well, what does he want? Like, oh, tofu? Like, no one in the house is going to eat tofu except for him.
How long was he staying for?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like a time limit on. I hear what you're saying. I think if somebody, first personally, is staying in my house for a week, I can accommodate the week, right? But if you're going to stay longer than that, then you got time to go to your vegan places to get the stuff yourself.
That's what I'm thinking, especially since it's your brother and it's somebody close and family. I would be like, when he got there, I'd be like, here's the keys to my car. Mm-hmm. Here is a gift card, like a Visa gift card or a Kroger gift card or a Publix gift card. And you feel free to go get whatever you need for the 2 weeks that's going to work with your diet.
Yeah. But it's even, I totally get that. Yeah. And we did, but it's like, you know, he feels obligated to cook us dinner and he's like, oh, tonight I'm going to make my special tofu. Like, and I'm like, no one's eating that, dude.
Well, you handed him for cooking it though. You ain't got to eat it, but he buys me.
Well, I mean, he could cook it
for himself,
but for himself, yeah. But he's like, yeah. Oh, tonight I'm going to make my famous
tofu quinoa squash
casserole. Like, no one, we're not eating that gross stuff. No, you're not.
We are poisoning ourselves.
Yes.
Like every other American family.
But, give me the red dye.
Exactly. Red dye, blue dye, all the dyes.
Bring in the processed food.
But there was one thing that him and my nephews always eat that is... in Australia, they say is pretty healthy. You guys remember this?
A fine bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
And there we have it.
Vegemite.
What is Vegemite? I mean,
I'm glad you asked, Bert.
Because back in the day, we were all asking ourselves. I knew the answer back in the day. I just have forgotten it.
Well, you're all about to get healthy.
No, I'm not.
No, we have prepared for everyone some Vegemite.
I am out of this because I've had it before.
You have?
Yes, on my old show.
That was
a punishment.
We all had it on Kristen's old show.
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah. I remember that day.
It's disgusting.
No, is it? Well, yes. They love it. No, it's... Yeah. I'm not saying you have to eat the whole thing.
I just kind of assumed it was like the Australian version of Spam.
No, it's not meat. It's like Marmite. They have Marmite in the UK and Vegemite in Australia. It's like made from brewer's yeast. Extract.
Yeah. It's super salty.
But they love it. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's actually, Cassie, you probably could ask Dr. Google. It's pretty healthy from what I've...
It's not like an organ of an animal or something like that.
No, it's vegan.
It's fatty liver.
It's
vegan.
Okay.
No, I'm just
it's dripping on me.
And I have waited years to try this.
Really?
I've listened to this song since 1983.
You haven't tried it at Bucky's?
Hey, have you ever seen the commercials where the guy puts the stuff on his boat and he doesn't sink and it like seals the water?
Oh, I can smell it. Vegemite is a thick, dark brown, salty and savory spread made from, as Cassie said, leftover brewer's yeast.
Now, I do have a question, though, because Vegemite is like a brown spread. You'd think it looks like maybe a mix between a jam and a Nutella is what it looks like. What is the white stuff on it? Did you put cheese on it?
No. So what they do in Australia is they put a little butter on it. So that's butter.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. You guys get in there, Mo. Don't be afraid. Take a big one. It might help your gout.
That's not good.
No.
That is not good.
No.
It's so salty.
I'll keep the gout.
Good God.
Oh, I told you.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
It tastes a little rancid, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Like,
man.
It went bad.
It gets worse the more you chew it.
It won't go away.
It's all over
your
face.
Won't go away. There's a before, a middle, and an aftertaste.
But it is good for people who have migraines.
What the hell is that, man?
This will give you a migraine if you don't have one.
Look at Mo.
Yeah, it is really, really bad. Normally, you guys know, I'll eat anything for health reasons. For me, food just gets me from A to B. If it tastes bad, I'll do it. This thing sucks, man. Yeah, well,
why does it taste like beer in the aftertaste?
Because it's yeast.
Because it's leftover brewer's yeast.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that you would like it, Bert, because it's healthy.
Why would you think anyone would like that?
No, an entire country likes it.
They do it. They sell out.
They can have it.
Well, they can have it.
I hope you have a great weekend. I don't want to leave y'all with something.
It smells like dog food in here.
It's terrible, man. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so very, very quickly here. Mo, maybe this is directed more at you than it would be Kristen because we're sports people, right? Mm-hmm. But check this out. There is such a compelling competition, TV competition going on right now. And I initially started to watch it as a joke and then couldn't turn it off, okay? I watched it on Peachtree TV, and it was only on because I was watching a Braves game. Braves game's over. They're wrapping it up. The next thing on, it was so comical to me that I'm like, oh, my God, I got to watch this. Do you know that there's a professional world chase tag league?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen this before. I think it comes on ESPN.
Have
yeah.
you guys seen it? So it's so compelling. Like, oh, so I'm going to watch guys play. They're going to play tag on TV, and I'm going to watch this, right? They're so athletic. Think of parkour on, like, an adult playground. These guys are so athletic and flexible, and women, too. I'm like, I can't turn this off!
So, oddly enough, this is now going to be, like, a core memory, and it shouldn't be. So, I was in Highlands, North Carolina with Molly, and we were there at the Old Edwards Inn having a nice, relaxing spa weekend. We go to the little outside patio bar, and we're sitting there having a cocktail before we walk the streets and do a little shopping. And what's on the TV, professional tag.
Yes.
And we're sitting there watching it, and like there's all of these obstacles in the way. So you're like ducking over things and jumping onto like these, like it looks like if you go to one of those gymnasiums for toddlers and they have all those like those soft blocks and stuff everywhere, and you're just kind of bouncing off of stuff. And we got so invested, and he's like, oh, he's gonna get guy.
We did the same thing.
He got a one.
We were doing the same thing. Amanda and I are sitting in bed watching the thing, and we're trying to wrap it up for the night because, you know, Braves are on. Now you're watching TV to settle down. And then all of a sudden, we're cheering for people we don't even know.
Yeah, I got caught one night, same exact way. It just came on after a game or something. And I remember my lady walked in, and I could see her processing it. Like, she was taking a second, and she was like, are you watching grown men try to tag each other?
Yes.
I was like, you had to say it like that.
Yeah.
But then she started watching it. Then we started making bets. We thought she was going to win. Yeah.
Look, I'm just telling you guys, if you just happen to be watching a Braves game, and this is what they've scheduled for after the game. I don't know if they do that with every Braves game or it's random. Give it 5 minutes and you will give it an hour.
Them dudes are good, man.
They're really good. Let me ask you this, though. Kristen and Cassie, you're sitting at a bar, right? And you're hanging out and you're single at the time. And guy comes up to you and he wants to buy you a drink. You guys start talking. You're breaking the ice. And you say, what do you do for a living? And he says, I'm a professional tag player. You giving the guy another minute?
I'm so intrigued. I love a good story. And I'm like, yes, I am intrigued. I'm going to ask more questions. And then I'm going to ask, so what's the prize pot? Like, how much you win?
While I was watching, I didn't even think to look at what the actual prize was. I was so fascinated by the athleticism.
I'm totally dating that dude because you know why? It shows me there's someone who will go after what they want in life and they think outside the box and they're ready to have fun. Like, they could have been like, that's not a real thing. I'm going to be an accountant. But they chose to do professional tag, and I like that.
Okay, so the Tag X International Pro Series, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay, let's get it right.
I need to know, I have so many questions now. How many teams, where are they from, what's the prize money, do they get paid, do they have sponsorships?
The Tag X International Pro Series, and this is just one series, there's other ones, offers a total prize pool of $20,000. And it's that prize pool is divided into four quarterly events. And then additionally, the Porsche Tag Heuer Esports Super Cup offers a $200,000 prize pool.
There are competing tag leagues.
Yeah.
Huh.
They got to make something because I'm assuming as good as they are on them obstacle courses, they got to work at that like all year. That has to be all they do.
I wonder if it's also a great way. I wonder if a lot of them are like trainers. So you could use it to sort of brand yourself and say, I was on this, watch my stuff. You know what? You can be this flexible, this athletic.
Go ahead.
I think we need to start a petition to have the U.S. or the International Olympics Committee consider tag in the next Olympics.
For sure.
Yeah. They put breakdancing in it. Tag will be in it.
Absolutely. New breakdancing. Yeah.
Absolutely. These people, they are serious athletes. You will sit there and go, oh, my God. And then, like these guys say, you will just start rooting for people that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think the actual league is called it's called World Chase Tag.
Yeah, okay? WCT.
Uh-huh. So World Chase Tag Athletes. I just Googled World Chase Tag Salary. And there is not. not a salary. Some tournaments offer prize money. The focus is generally on the competition in sport itself. So as far as prize money goes, it says here, according to Google, some tournaments offer prize money for the winners, but the amounts are typically not substantial enough to constitute a salary. So these dudes have real jobs. They do this in their spare time for, I don't want to say for fun, because it's like, to them, it's a legitimate sport. But WGN reported that a professional tag player may make between $1,000 and $5,000 per month.
If you had to say to me right now, I got 1 hour of disposable time, do I want to sit down and watch a Major League Baseball team or watch one episode of WCT, this championship tag thing? I'm taking the tag. I'm telling you, it's that good.
I'm with you. I'm taking the tag, too.
It's really good.
Absolutely.
And it's only, like I said, I can't even tell you where it is. It just came on after the Braves, but it's there. Give it a couple of minutes.
Hey, The Burt Show. What's trending now? Go! Kristen knows. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A source told The Daily Mail that Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman will allegedly be subpoenaed in the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni ongoing legal battle. So just real quick, Blake Lively sued Baldoni in December, accusing her It Ends With Us co-star with alleged sexual harassment and a smear campaign against her. He countersued for $400 million, accusing them of defamation, civil extortion, false light invasion of privacy. All parties have denied the other claims. Again, this puppy ain't going to court until March of 2026, but they're saying some very big names. If and when this does go to court, you very likely will have Taylor Swift there, and you will very likely have Hugh Jackman there because he's best friends with Ryan Reynolds.
Don't you know they're all just hoping, like, oh, I hope they settle this thing. I don't want to have to deal.
If you get called into court, like if you're Taylor Swift, and you do something that your friend does something that gets you called into court like that of drama that you're not involved in, do you stay friends?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're friends, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you know.
But like, so if KK and I, Kristen and I are friends, and then I name drop her when I'm like having drama with someone else, and Kristen's not part of this story, and then one day it's like blown up into the public sphere, and now you have to go testify in court because I used your name.
I'm not going to be happy about it, but if you are indeed my best friend, and we've been through thick and thin together, this is one of those thick moments where I'm going to be upset, but I'm still going to have your back because you may have said some things that were out of pocket, but if I know you and your character, whatever circumstances that caused you to say that, I'm still going to have your back.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be upset about it. That you need me?
Oh,
we're
no.
friends?
I'm going to be annoyed. I got to put makeup on and outfit. go down to the courthouse. Are you freaking kidding me?
I wouldn't be upset if it's a tier A friend. Tier A friend, like, I'll be a character witness for you. I got your back. Tier B, I'll be a little perturbed.
I wouldn't be mad. I'd be a little perturbed, but I would definitely do it for you.
I'd do it for any of you guys, for sure.
All right, so in case you missed it, Taylor Swift is no longer the youngest self-made woman billionaire. All right, another woman has taken that title.
Old news.
She's getting subpoenaed. She's no longer the world's youngest self-made woman billionaire.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
What does she
here.
Really have? Uh-huh. So yeah, so Taylor Swift is her net worth is currently at $1.6 billion. At 35 years old, that made her the youngest self-made woman billionaire in the world. But now she is not, because that honor is going to Lucy Guo. Mm-hmm. She is the 30 years old self-made billionaire.
Damn. She's got some kind of AI company, right?
She is a 30-year-old who co-founded the company Scale AI in 2016. She co-founded this company when she was 21 years old.
Good for her.
Now, Lucy left the company in 2018, but she still has a stake in it. She has a 5% stake in Scale AI, which is now worth $1.2 billion.
They say comparison is the thief of joy, and I am telling you right now, I feel joyless.
Keeping out of me by the second.
That's a lot of money.
So now you're 30. You're worth $1.2 billion. You going to work?
No, I'm not working. I never got that mentality of I still want to get up and go.
Right.
Nah, I'm all set. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah, that allows you to really be able to follow your purpose.
Mm-hmm. But,
I mean, because you can't just go from $30 billion to not working at all. I'm assuming that the mentality comes with that. So there's got to be something that you have to find your purpose for. And then now you got all the time in the world to do it. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, you could. I feel like you put people in position to still make money for you, but you don't actually do the work.
My purpose is to be in a hammock in Fiji.
There you go.
Yes, right? Yeah, but even then, there's probably so many hammocks and so many beaches where you get sick of that too, right?
Like the immediate thought in my head is like, I would love to just like go to like all these different shelters in different states and like just give them so much money to get all these animals good home or like renovate the shelters. I think that would be so awesome.
That'd be awesome.
That would be.
I would like to go to every one of the Major League Baseball teams and just make sure they're taken care of also and give them my money as well. That would be my purpose. It's a little different than yours.
Oh, you mean so you can sit front row and watch them play?
I just want to go to every baseball stadium.
Everyone.
That would be my purpose.
How many? So you've been to quite a few. Do you know how many you have on like that you still need to hit?
Oh, it's most of them.
Really?
Yeah, probably been to
30-some?
How many teams are there? 30, I think. 30 or 32. I've probably only been to 7. 6 or 7?
Have you been to the, have you seen the Cincinnati Reds play in person?
Why would I go to Cincinnati to see the Reds play?
I mean, it's
you gotta go to every one. That's one reason. Of them.
That's the one I'm gonna skip. Why of all the teams did you pick Cincinnati?
Well, because there's there.
But there are so many famous stadiums that you go, hey, you go to Yankee Stadium? Why are you picking the Reds in Cincinnati? You ever go to Fenway? Wrigley?
Because I was gonna go with you, you butthead. It's close to my hometown, Lexington. That's who we rooted for growing up.
The only reason I would make going to Cincinnati Reds game of priority would be to go with you.
Well, you know, I was just trying to create a moment.
You ever been to Dodger Stadium? It's amazing. Nope. I got Cincinnati in my sights.
You gotta go to Cincinnati.
I don't even know what the name of the stadium is called.
I don't
the
either.
Great American Ballpark.
Ah, there you go. Right.
The Great we can go to the Great American. You know what? Now it's happening. A-hole. I'm forcing you to go to Cincinnati.
If it's hanging out with you guys, I'm good, man. But
I'm taking you to the Hooters on the waterfront.
Oh, y'all gonna have a time.
Now you got me.
It smells a little funny because of how many times it's been flooded. because the river, if it rises, it floods.
Oh, yeah, the river.
It's the river, all right. Location is everything.
All right, coming up in your next entertainment buzz. This one's going to be delivered by Rebecca. It's going to be a youth group entertainment buzz. Benny Blanco used his birthday to celebrate Selena Gomez and surprise her in such a sweet way. They went to prom. Coming up in your next entertainment buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No